Hello and good morning to all of you. Today, we are doing our follow-through episode on the Business of Life Masterclass podcast from our interview with Linda Olson. You did not get a chance to listen to her first episode. Please do. You will not be disappointed. Barb Zant here, media sales leader and founder of the lifestyle brand and blog, The Stay at Work Mom.
Hi, everyone. It's Debbie Lundberg, presenting powerfully as your performance coach and the author of many books, including Remote Work Rockstar.
Debbie, I really enjoyed my time that we spent with Linda, like I always do. It's my favorite way to go into the weekend. We record these on Friday, and I love it, love it, love it. What was your favorite takeaway?
The fact that Linda is so genuinely excited about all she's doing and has that big, bold, think big, be bold, go beyond was energizing. And I've gotten to be around Linda for a long time. And while she is a very enjoyable and genuine person, her boldness is inviting. It's not intimidating. It's not overwhelming. It's very much about the belief in herself and others. And it's really been a joy to see. So it was fun to watch her have such a good time with sharing the success and them with 10 years and bold ideas and the money they were getting. So my favorite thing was seeing a friend and colleague have the success and want to share it with our audience in a way that was very much about how everyone else can accomplish things. And she gave a really wonderful formula. How about you?
Yes. You know, all the same, the theme of the think big and then bigger. And I know we'll talk about that in a second. The first thing that I took away and that I implemented immediately was right out of her. She talked about it in her morning routine, and that was being the CEO of her personal life as well. And, you know, trust me, if you ask my family, they would absolutely say I'm the CEO of our family. But just taking it that one step further, and she scheduled a quarterly lunch appointment with herself. And so I went ahead and put those in the calendar, but I took that one step further and I scheduled a Sunday meeting. Our family had kind of gotten away from those and scheduled back in Sunday meetings for us to just, you know, talk as a family and make sure we're all on the same page and, you know, talk about any, you know, big goals that might have changed or come up that we can make sure that we're, you know, adding into our schedules.
Somewhat similarly, I mean, wonderful use of what Linda recommended, Barb. And Michael and I had that conversation that we often, and you and our listeners know, we do that at the end of the year and we start to plan. But because of Linda's idea with that, very similarly, Michael and I see ourselves as co-CEOs in our in our home. I think Daisy and Lexi would like to think they are, but they're just not really pulling their weight sometimes. So we keep them on board. But anyway, so we had the conversation about what some of the choices are. And we were looking at some investments and some different things. And we really honed in on some decisions as a result of it, because we sped that up. And to your point, so the quarterly, instead of us doing it, we do it every year preparing for the next year. We added in that, so it's to be quarterly. So we're right there with you. I don't think it was a Sunday, but it's still, we still got it done.
So this will be a test to see how often my husband listens, because he might not agree with my saying that I'm the CEO. So you made a good call with the co-CEOs for sure. But I am excited to go on those lunches, and I scheduled them all at my favorite places. So I am looking forward to that. She also talked about networking in a different way, especially in the beginning when she was, you know, starting her last business. And, you know, people do always talk about networking, but it's more about connecting with people versus, you know, what can I get? It's about what can I give to this person? And you talked about that in the open, and that was the theme of everything that she talked about. And so she encouraged everyone to think bigger. Think big and then think bigger, even on the connections that we're making and the people that we're adding to our village. And so I like that. She talked about people that she got together that, you know, people would just be surprised, like, wow, they're taking meetings? Yes, they're taking meetings. And so that really got me thinking differently about my inner circle and scheduling some of these meetings that are really outside my comfort zone to think big and just connect and see how I can help, you know, everybody. And that's something that I'm really looking forward to doing.
And that reminded me and inspired me to, I've been a mentor for Tampa Bay Wave, and Linda Olson is the CEO of Tampa Bay Wave. And so I went in, and there's a new platform. So out of respect for her being on our show and to stay current with everything, I went in and completed everything on the new platform and put very clearly out there that I could assist with pitches and presentations for those who come into Tampa Bay Wave, because it really is fun to give and to share. And I'd much rather do it in some of those organized ways that are big. And they're really asking for a lot. And I may not be the only person, certainly, about funding or money. And there are other experts on that. But how they do that pitch, absolutely. I mean, I've judged those and done others. So I went in, completed that for Tampa Bay Wave. Linda gave me that extra inspiration to get it accomplished and was very clear. So I'm looking forward to assisting some of the people in the fabulous ways that they've already got great businesses in so many instances with Tampa Bay Wave. So it'll be fun connecting or seeing how I can connect them further.
I love that. So we talked about thinking big and thinking bigger in her last, you know, statement, you know, what else do we not know? And she told a story about her daughter and just thinking, you know, her daughter is starting to think big and ask questions that she was not thinking at that same age. And so that really got me thinking about, you know, my own little guy. And then also, you know, like the teachings, like the things that we're doing in the community, like we're mentoring, and really encourage everybody to just, you know, really break out of the big and go bigger, much bigger, much, much bigger. So down to the kids that we engage with as well.
Mm-hmm. Even at the Great American Teach-In that I look forward to doing every year. And I was once again with Mrs. Nett's second grade students at Dunedin Elementary School. And they are just a joy. And tying big and bigger to kindness is something that was a good challenge for me, because the reminder for the kids there, and especially at those tender ages, of being kind to people doesn't mean that you don't get to accomplish what you want or that you miss out on anything, and that your big thoughts and big ideas can often come because of the kind gestures and the friendships that they've created. So while we talked with Linda about networking and outreach and big and bigger, I had the opportunity to talk with the kids, and I read them a couple of stories and ask them what they want to be when they grow up, and can you be a kind police officer, and what could be bigger, like it's how you're serving your community. And what's the big part about being a teacher is how you're impacting people's minds and their futures. And so we really did tie that in this year because of our recent conversation with Linda. So it's never too early for them to be thinking about it. And much like her daughter and her daughters, we're setting that example. If we don't let kids know that it's good to be kind to others, and it's not good to let them walk all over you, that you have to be kind to yourself too, and that thinking big and thinking bigger doesn't mean stepping on people's toes. It also doesn't mean that you don't get a chance when others do. So it was really well timed for everything we were talking about, didn't you think?
Oh my God, yes. The last thing that I had on my list is the charitable efforts. So her list goes on and on and on. You know, in fact, even from the last time we had talked with her, the money she had raised had grown so much. And mm-hmm. So it made me think about what more I could do. And I'm involved in a lot of charities that I'm involved in each year. But, you know, how could I make a bigger impact, you know, immediately with things that affect our area? And I'm thinking of like my friends and family in Fort Myers with the hurricane. So what more can I do to organize and, you know, just make a difference wherever I can.
Mm-hmm. And I sponsored another classroom with Chichi Rodriguez and volunteered. It was one of those that came on the heels of our conversation with her when I was asked to MC the children's event and the whole idea of the junior golf at the LPGA at the Pelican. And I thought it was very tight to do the things we had planned in the day. And I said, yes, if we can do it this way, and if Michael can come and talk about big and bigger, that RSM sponsored it and they were thrilled and they made a donation to Chi-Chi as well. And to your point, like if we're connected, my sponsoring a classroom, which is really quite reachable for people, and then to have an accounting and audit company come in and do their sponsorship, it's like ours isn't small in comparison. Ours is part of the difference that it makes. So that go big with how we're making the impact. Certainly children are a big part of our future and part of the joy of hearing what they said and doing those things. I was smiling and thinking about, just think of what they're asking now and how their minds. I started it because I wanted to ask about RSM since they were the sponsor. And I said, who likes golf? And the kids raised their hand and cheered. And who likes math? And they raised their hand and cheered. And I said, how do we bring golf and math together? And so it was that inspiration of when Linda just said, we're making this impression on them. And then they're asking us the questions. I was really pleasantly surprised how many were excited about math in this golf event and how we were able to share how important math is in a very fun way with a professional golfer. And so when that all came together, it just felt like the kids felt even better about what they were doing in a really subtle way. And that was something else I believe we can take from Linda is, and I started with this, that it's not that you have to be big and bold in a way that's overbearing or overwhelming. She's so pleasant and so genuinely interested that if we can do those big, bold asks without it feeling to someone else like we're overpowering them, then we become truly connected.
So golf and math, mm-hmm. and big and bigger. What a great way to close this out. Please know, listeners, that you can stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook at the Business of Life Masterclass, me on Instagram at the Stay at Work Mom, and Debbie Lumberg is Debbie Lumberg pretty much everywhere. Debbie, what is your TikTok now?
So it's Debbie Lundberg Coach, and then my business page on Facebook is Presenting Powerfully by Debbie Lundberg.
Great. If you liked what you heard, please rate us 5 stars. We are committed to providing you with 5-star guests and inspiration. So stay tuned and thank you for joining us for this episode of the Business of Life Masterclass, the podcast for successful people embracing every chance to accomplish and experience all you can in business and in life.
Listen, choose, do. Thank you.
Thank you.